Buffalo Bills and their offseason workouts. We're joined by free agent tackle Marshall Newhouse. Marshall Newhouse was a rookie with Green Bay when they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in Super Bowl 45. He's been with Cincinnati and New York Giants. Last year you were with Oakland. I was asking you how the transition's going. I was asking you if you knew any of the guys on the roster before you got here, and you did know a couple of guys.
Yeah, I played actually when it came in as a freshman in college with Jerry Hughes, went to TCU together. Mm-hmm. So that was a lot of fun. Aaron Green, Jeremy Curley, and then I played a year with Russ Bodine in Cincinnati. So a couple guys I knew.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. You guys, has it been a rough couple of weeks or just a little conditioning?
I mean,
not breaking rocks with a hammer. I know that.
No, nothing rough. Just working out, kind of building some camaraderie, competing, guys getting better. So, you know, it's been good.
Talk to us a little bit about the philosophy that you've seen here in the locker room. So you've been on four different teams coming into this one. Give this team a quick personality in contrast to maybe some of the other teams you've been on.
Well, I think Coach McDermott has preached, responsibility, accountability, and just like being disciplined. I mean, not beating yourselves. So that starts from, how you treat the staff. That starts from how you handle yourself in the weight room and meetings and stuff like that. And so to some people that might seem like a given, but you've got to start your own culture. And so that's kind of what he's doing here, and I think it'll pay dividends.
Well, the four prior stops you had in the NFL, didn't they all say something similar, though? Like,
yeah, everyone's got their own twist on it. You know, the guys have a different culture. I've been places where it's a little more laid back, places a little more aggressive. So it just depends. And then every place I've been, we've won. So it's just, there's all different kind of ways to skin a cat. So it's just everybody's preference.
Now, did you have any other teams that you were interested in? You've been a free agent. Talk a little bit about what that was like for you this year and what other teams you might have been considering.
Yeah, I mean, I'd gone through it a few times, but I had been talking to a few other teams. When I got released, it was kind of a weird period where I had to kind of wait a little bit. We were waiting on the combine. We were waiting on kind of that first wave of big signings.
Right.
So there was just things you had to wait out, but then my space kind of came and I got a few visits lined up. Buffalo was one of them. I came here and like Coach Castillo, like Coach McDermott and things they were doing here and figured this was a good place to be. So that process is at times fun, at times very stressful, but I'm lucky to have landed here.
So after being on those other teams and having kind of a career that's, you're a pro football player now.
Right.
Talk a little bit about the philosophy and the techniques that maybe Castillo, your offensive line coach here, talks about and how it's maybe varies or maybe it's similar to some of the other systems you've been in.
Yeah. I'm in year nine and have been with, five different offensive line coaches. I mean, each guy has their own way. I mean, especially offensive line, so it's a technique-heavy position. So from team to team, there's guys who emphasize getting your feet there, so guys who emphasize hands, guys who emphasize both, guys who are, they want just the more grit type of player. So all different styles. But Coach Castillo's, from him competing with some of the team building stuff we're doing, you can see he's just a fiery guy. And I think players follow kind of what their coach, his personality. And if that has any indication, I think we're going to be a pretty salty group. He definitely likes aggressive. He likes to use your hands and likes to finish in the run game. So those are all good things I think will lead to success.
Yeah, it's interesting. They have different kind of ways to describe offensive linemen, like you're going to be gritty and a fighter or you're a thinker kind of thing.
Right.
Or you're a technique guy or you're a physical talent guy.
It's the whole board of descriptors and coaches, value different things. But at the end of the day, it's about playing football and winning. So,
talk a little bit. How much have you been exposed to the whole offense? I mean, Brian Daboll's a new offensive coordinator here in Buffalo. We don't know what the offense is going to look like.
Right.
Because he's going to have a bunch of new guys up front like you. And then he's got some skill position guys that are going to be sprinkled in as well. And who knows what the quarterback's going to be like. We haven't seen any of those guys play yet either.
Exactly. I mean, there's a lot up in the air. I mean, Coach Daboll has a pretty good resume. And just from the start, we're going to be a matchup or type offense. We're going to be an aggressive, can do a lot of different things well offense. We can go fast. We can take our time. We can do a lot of things up at the line. He's going to ask a lot of our quarterbacks, but he's asking a lot of everyone else. I mean, I imagine all the terms and techniques and stuff, he threw them in a bucket and then just threw the bucket out on the floor the first day. Right. He's like, guys, I need you to learn this. We need to know this in and out, and then we're applying it on the field when we get to go outside. And so this is just the beginning. I think things will start to get more ingrained in guys. They'll start to get more comfortable, and I think we'll start to see what it's going to look like. But, there, yeah, a lot up in the air. You know, outside of Shady, there's just not a ton of continuity. I mean, you've got new piece on the line, new receiving core, all that stuff, but – with reps and with time, I think those things will start to come together.
With Marshall Newhouse, Bills offensive lineman, free agent signee back in March. You mentioned how every place you've gone in the NFL, you've won. That includes your rookie year. You went to Green Bay and were part of a Super Bowl team. What was that experience like, and what did that teach you about how to approach life in the NFL?
I mean, that was incredible. I mean, but to put it simply, it just you realized even then, even though that was the whirlwind of your rookie year coming from your last college game to all the – draft prep, all-star games, combine, is a long year. But even after the end of that year, which was February, after the Super Bowl, you realize this is dang hard. Uh-huh. This is a long grind. There was a lot of, like, adversity. I think that team, we were a game. We had a lucky break, a game of not away from not making the playoffs. And then next thing you know, we go on this crazy run and we're Super Bowl champs. So you learn, it's really hard, A, get in the playoffs, B, a winning team, and then – getting the Super Bowl, but you realize all the things you work for start in April, and then you just want to get a chance at the playoffs. You want to get a shot and making a run.
What's it like playing with Aaron Rodgers? What sort of a leader was he on that team?
He's a great leader. It was a lot of fun. Demanded a lot from guys and was fiery and competitive and brought the best out of people. It was a lot of fun. And then sometimes we'd do everything we needed to do, and then you wouldn't sit back and watch him, but then you'd just marvel at some of the stuff he did, given, you know, certain crazy situations. And he's still doing it to this day, using his arm, using his brain, using his feet, that people kind of sleep on him a little bit. So he's got all the tools, and he's showing it every day.
So you went to Green Bay as a rookie, then you were in Cincinnati, then with the Giants, and then Oakland. So you've been in the largest market. New York, and then you started in Green Bay, so you've been a large
smallest.
You've been in Buffalo. You know, how have you found this city to be for you and your tastes, and have you gotten out to go out and enjoy it a little bit?
Yeah, it's been great. I would compare it to, it's a little bigger than Green Bay. It's, you know, but it's got a, you know, great fan base. People love the team. That's kind of that we've got here. Then you got the Sabres, but there's not a lot other sports wise to narrow in on. So people just really love and are attached to Bills. You know, you've got the whole Bills Mafia thing, and the fans on game day. So that's been awesome. And yeah, the city is a slower, quieter town, but that kind of lends itself to me. I'm from Texas. You know, even though I'm from Dallas, I prefer things to be a little slower. You know, New York at times could get overwhelming, but Buffalo has been great to me so far. Everyone's been incredible, and I'm looking forward to when football season gets here and things kind of ramp up.
Hey, Marshall, other than finding a job this offseason, what did you do during the offseason? How did you spend your downtime?
I mean, the last few years of my career has been just figuring out what life was going to look like after football. And for a lot of guys, they kind of wait a little too late and they fail to realize how short this is in the lifetime of your life, your career. You know, the average is 3 years, and I've been fortunate enough now to be in my ninth, but the last 4.5 years I've been thinking about what's next. And so that comes with kind of applying myself, getting out of my comfort zone, finding things that I'm passionate about. And for me, it's been entrepreneurship and business, tech, kind of investing, all those things. And so I went to CES, was like a trade show in Vegas for the tech world. I mean, all the most innovative things you see right there in front of you is kind of this crazy week-long thing in Vegas of all places. That was a lot of fun. I went to the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, did a lot of networking there, did some, saw some interactive things, you know, some virtual reality, some cool stuff, and then met a lot of great people, making a lot of connections. And that's another thing you realize, just these people that you meet while you're in the NFL, it's a great door that'll be to be open while you're playing, but sometimes those doors close when you're done. So capitalizing on where I am right now and just building genuine relationships that'll carry with me when I'm done playing.
What was one of the interesting things you saw at the tech conference there? I mean, what are some of the new cutting-edge technologies? Because the best part about technology is sometimes it affects your everyday life.
Absolutely.
Like everybody's carrying around a phone now. And
Totally.
What's some of the things that are on the horizon?
I mean, you know, there were parts where I was specifically in like the sports tech, the health tech stuff, because that directly applies to me, and that was a lot of fun. But just seeing how much stuff, the wearable stuff that they're doing for people now, and in the NFL, we've got some of that on us right now. We've got the GPS, we've got the monitoring
next
stuff,
next-gen stats.
And finding more and more about your body. I mean, guys will continue to get healthier and play longer, have better careers because they know more about their body. They know more about, even from their diet, like, hey, I know that this, you know, this type of food inflames me. And, you know, in football, after you're beat up after a game, the thing you're trying to get rid of is inflammation. So little things like that, from a wristband that can tell you all kinds of different things. I mean, there's an incredible amount of stuff, and it's encouraging because a lot of that stuff is going to help us directly. And so that kind of intrigued me.
Yeah. I mentioned this, I think it was to Lorenzo Alexander last week, and we just walked through the field house, but I don't know if you guys have 100% attendance at these voluntary workouts, but it looks like it. I mean, everybody's here, right?
Yeah, we've got quite a few guys. I mean, that doesn't happen everywhere, but I think that's a testament to Coach McDermott and the kind of culture they're trying to build here, guys wanting to be around, get to know each other, get dialed in on the offense and or defense, and get kind of the ball rolling because, you know, OTAs will be here before you know it, then training camp will be here before you know it. And so every little day that you can get ahead, it will help you in the long run.
Yeah, it was interesting. I stuck my head out the side door for just a minute. They were out on the field. There's like two full fields out there. They were covering every corner of it with different drills and this and that going on. It looked like football for the first time. So I saw you guys out there throwing medicine balls around and jumping and stepping over hurdles and going through the little tire drills and the step ladders. For the first time, you go out there and it starts to look like a sport.
Yeah. I mean, this phase two has kind of allowed us to kind of get into more football stuff. There's still not, you know, people across from you contact per the CBA. But, the whole team warming up together and then kind of dispersing, doing our individual, some guys doing special teams. That's what practice and football will look more like as we get going. So everyone getting accustomed to that routine is going to be beneficial.
Before we let you go, I want you to, if you would, participate. It's our Twitter poll, but who better to ask than a guy who's on the offense? We're asking fans today, you know, there's a new quarterback, new offensive coordinator, new plan, new system. What should the Bills offense look like? And we offered a couple of suggestions on Twitter. 35%, 36% of respondents so far say, open it up, go deep. 36% say lean on Shady.
All right.
23% say let's have a quick short passing game. 5% have something else. Which way would you go if you were in charge?
I mean, to be completely honest with you, I mean, from the offense we've installed so far, all three of those are going to be things that we can do and do well. And it's, you know, it's not about it's about being, you know, mastering things and not just being a jack of all trades, master of none. We want to be really, really good at a lot of different things. So having Shady in your back pocket, putting him, matching up on linebackers or out on the edge will be something. A short, quick pass game to get the ball in some of our quicker receivers' hands, and then going deep to a guy like KB. We're going to be able to do all those things. And so Coach Daboll's, you know, taking that to us, and it's on us to learn the offense and start to execute. But I have full confidence that those will be all three of those things will be strong at come season time.
That's good to hear. Yeah. I look forward to watching that.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to ask you last one for me.
Sure.
You got this. You come in. Is this fun coming in and being with all these guys? Because it's sunny out. It's a warm day.
Right.
Let's face it, you're in your 20s. you're like young and in shape. It's going to be kind of fun going out there because really there's no scoreboard to worry about.
Right.
You're not trying to win a game. You don't have to get ready for a game plan. You're just kind of getting to know guys and seeing in shape and kind of feeling each other out. And it's got to be kind of fun. I mean, because this is the kind of the easy part of the year.
Yeah, I mean, this is just what people, you know, guys like. It's running, lifting, and being with your teammates.
Right.
I mean, this is a good part. We're getting to know each other and competing in the weight room and on the field, and everybody's getting stronger and just having a good time. And then you're done by 1, 2, or 3. I'm an old guy, so I'm an older guy, so I stick around a little longer. I got to take care of my body, but yeah, it's quick in and out, it's something that, you know, it's a little less stressful overall than this when the season comes.
It's like being in your favorite pub. Instead of drinking, you're working out.
Something like that.
Guys,
yeah, okay,
right?
I'll take
that. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
You sure that's your favorite pub?
yeah, you know what I mean.
I kind of. Marshall, thanks for this.
Appreciate
it. Thank you, man. Thank you for coming in.